There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Town Hall, ladies and gentlemen, brought to you in part today by the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Find out more about them online at secureenergyfuture.org. We'll tell you more about them as we go throughout the day as well. And about that coffee that folks are calling, what's a slim roast? I got to know about coffee where I can lose weight. Tell me more. Tell me more. All right. Well, stay tuned.
It's kind of an unbeatable combination. It is. Think about it. I mean, you need the coffee, you need to lose weight. I mean, you get them both in one.
Anything for our listeners. And I'll tell you how well I slept last night on my pillow, too. So, all right. We appreciate it. Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall is here. Hello, Congressman Cramer. Welcome back to the program. How are you?
How are you?
Doing well. Thank you very much. We're going to get right to the calls here today so we can get everybody in. We have actually three segments with Congressman Cramer today.
Yeah.
So he will be here till a quarter before the hour. So let's go to.
I've got to go
Dawn.
Hang out with a bunch of other broadcasters besides Todd Mitchell later today, so I have to leave a little early.
Is that right? Yeah, there are other broadcasters.
National,
we weren't aware.
National Broadcasters Association is has
oh, real broadcasters then, okay.
For a little luncheon to talk to the folks. So
they're going
to
hand you some hardware. Thank you for all your good work on the
deal. But yeah, they've been very supportive.
Wonderful. Don in Bismarck, question for Congressman Cramer. Go ahead.
Hey, Don.
Hey, how are you doing?
We're doing great.
Thank you.
Congressman, thank you very much for your service to our state and everything. And I got a question for you. There was a call earlier about the beehives being placed right next to the roadways. What's your take on that?
Did you say beehives?
Yeah, the beehives being located right next to the highways.
Just to give Congressman Cramer a little background here, we had a call earlier, and we've had calls before. This one was from a motorcyclist who says this is a recurring problem that when beehives are near the major thoroughfares and highways especially, that it's a hazard for motorcyclists. So wanted something done about it, and so I guess Don is asking your opinion on it.
Well, that's, this is the first I'd heard about that, quite honestly. I've largely been an advocate, obviously, for the bee industry. We're the number one honey producing state in the country. And one of the places where I've been a strongest advocate is on federal lands, where it's become more and more difficult, where there's, by the way, absolutely wonderful, foliage for bees and for the production of honey. But I've never heard this one, so I have to admit some ignorance right now, but I can tell you we will get on it right away. First thing we'll do is check with the Department of Transportation to see what kind of restrictions, if any, there are and what kind of input they've had from the traveling public and whether there's, whether there's a legal issue or a rule issue or just a common sense issue. So not being familiar with it, I'd be hard pressed to comment, but it's obviously easy to see where some poor, especially motorcyclists, would have a concern.
Well, it's not just the motorcyclists, but the safety aspect. I mean, we've all driven down the roads, and let me first say I'm a fan of honey too. I have nothing against the honeybees and all that.
Sure.
But if the guy's raising chickens and they're running out in the road getting hit by cars, you'd think they'd move them away from the road.
Right.
They talk about the honeybee population going down. Well, there's times where you're losing 1,000 bees an hour from the traffic getting, on windshields. So
I do know that there's, I'm sure they all do their own cost benefit analysis of such a thing, but I do know that there has been it's been harder and harder to find good places for honeybees. That said, next to road may not be one of them for the greater good. And so I'll just commit to you that I'll check into it. If we can't get an answer by the end of the show, we'll try to have something by next week. But you've certainly piqued my curiosity. So let's look into it and we'll report back.
Thanks, Don. Appreciate that. Another Don waiting in Glen Ullin. You're next for Congressman Kevin Cramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall.
Hey,
Congressman, how are you doing?
I'm excellent. Thanks. How are you?
They're all great. They, I'm the one that called about 3 weeks ago about the speed limiters on trucks and stuff. And
yep.
I wanted to ask you two quick questions.
Yep.
First one is, have you heard anything from Ohio? Because I got really upset with them. I called them up right after the show, and they said that they're going to be sending out letters and stuff to let everybody know.
Before you move on, so the clarity that I'm sure they're after, and I haven't heard from them, but the clarity, or maybe we have, I just haven't personally, but the clarity is they support, they don't oppose a national speed limit, but they strongly oppose putting limiters on the trucks themselves, which is, that's the
correct
technology that prohibits, or makes it impossible, frankly, for a driver to drive safely, in my humble opinion. But anyway.
Yes, that's what I told them. If they want to put a speed limit of 65 out there and guys want to take their chances, then, hey, that's more speed tickets for the government. Now, I don't,
yeah.
But I still have the ability to pass people so that I can get out of everybody's way. But the other thing is, and this is a real big one that they're just now coming up with, is the increase in insurance on trucks. I talked to my insurance company. I've got $1 million coverage.
Sure.
And they said to go up to $4.5 million, they said you're going to be looking at, 100% raise in your rate, at least 100%. And I wanted to know if you heard anything.
I have not heard anything lately, Don, but that has been a sort of an ongoing debate for quite some time. I know the North Dakota Motor Carriers have their convention, maybe even this week, I think. I do know they're in Grand Forks anyway this week or next week. But and I'm sure that issue will come up again. That's a pretty regular recurring issue. I've not heard anything about it probably for a year. Happy to check into it and see. It just seems like an unnecessary reach to go to that level of insurance.
It's being pushed again by the ATA and the big trucking companies. But what really bothers me is the big trucking companies, they're self-insured, so they don't have to do like me. I have to pay a monthly rate or an annual rate,
right?
And they don't have to pay anything because as long as they can prove that they can pay for a major accident. And maybe it'd be nice to put them in the same boat that I'm in.
Yeah, as long as they can prove that their indemnity is there, they don't have to pay out.
Oftentimes,
these kinds of regulations, Don, I'm not saying anything you don't know, but they are oftentimes pushed by the larger people in any industry because, of course, it becomes a barrier to entry to the entrepreneur, and compliance is easy for big guys. I mean, Dodd-Frank is sort of like that. There are a lot of regulations in various industries that, while they may be well-intentioned, oftentimes end up hurting
big is bad all the way around, right, left, conservative, liberal. Because that's some of what goes on here. Don,
it really gets to the point of how regulations hurt the economy, because they squelch innovation, they squelch the risk takers, disincent entrepreneurship.
Let's go to Pat in Dickinson. You're next for Congressman Kevin Cramer at 800-228-0550. Go ahead, Pat.
Hey, Pat.
Oh, hey, how's it going?
Great, thank you.
I don't have any bees or own bees, but I do got guys that put them on my property.
Mm-hmm.
And my guess is they're bringing them back from the West Coast right now, and they're using them spots as a staging area. And once they get them in there, they're going to start pulling them back out and putting them all on their different places where they put them. So if some guys see hives coming up on the road, maybe just slow down a little bit.
Well, that's good defensive driving for sure. But I also understand that they may have a concern. But that's an interesting point, that perhaps it's a staging area as they prepare to distribute them more widely and further away. So.
Well, they've used mine along Highway 85 for just that purpose, and they're there for a couple of days, maybe a week at most, and then they move them.
Sure.
Well, appreciate the call, Pat. Thank you. 800-228-0550. Here's one that came in earlier before the show.
Scott, when Mr. Cramer comes on, please ask him if there's anything he and the Congress can do to tell him to stop talking about changing Andrew Jackson's picture off the $20 bill. It don't hurt anything. It's just always been there. Them libs want to change everything. Thank you.
All right. I share your frustration on a certain segment of folks wanting to change institutions, but I hadn't got down as far as the Andrew Jackson on the bill. What about you?
That's a new one on me, too, but the only, yeah, I don't disagree, unless they want to put Ronald Reagan's on there, then I might that might be hard for me to.
Well, the survey is to put Harriet Tubman on. That's what came in number one, is to put Harriet Tubman on the $20 bill.
Well, I'm kind of, you know, I'm so darn nostalgic that I have a hard time with big changes.
Well, I didn't realize we started throwing who we're going to put on money up to a public vote and change it every whatever.
Sounds like you were the caller. Keep it the way it is.
Yeah, no, it makes fraud easier if you just keep changing it.
Let me put Scott Ennis' picture on there.
Speaking of a fraud. All right, short break. Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. More of your calls, questions, comments, welcome. 800-228-0550. Come on.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Northwest Landowners Association in North Dakota was established to help maintain a balance between resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com to view our mission and get information on membership. The Northwest Landowners Association strives to create a network of information, support, education, promote property rights issues to ensure a balanced and fair development of our resources. To accomplish this, we bring together a network of property owners, operators, and residents to share and discuss information to ensure the resources are developed in a responsible manner. Go to nwlandowners.com.
I'm in Senior James Shea, President of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering three full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
Scott Hillen here to tell you about my pals at S&S Motors in Watford City. I bought a great truck, got a great deal. You can too. They have clearance pricing every day at S&S Motors, Watford City. Internet specials every day at snsmotorsinc.com. Call Brent or Tim. They'll take care of you. Pre-owned 4x4s, great deals. New Fords and Chevys too, and they'll bring it to you. Full service shops with four techs that can handle any and all of your repairs and vehicle maintenance. Just call Sonia, 701-444-2341. Online, snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors, Watford City.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Coalition for a Secure Energy Future, one of our sponsors here on What's on Your Mind, dedicated to enhancing, preserving, and protecting a diverse set of energy resources, including coal-based electricity, to ensure a continued affordable and reliable supply for families and businesses right here, Minnesota, North Dakota, right here at home, wherever you are. This is important to you. look at your power bill. Whether you got a power bill from Monotel Power, MDU, or you know XL Energy, whoever you got it, take a look at it, and then go to SecureEnergyFuture.org, and there's a calculator there where you can find out how much the proposed changes to carbon regulations would impact your monthly energy cost. It's a lot of money, which is why we need to build an army to help fight the war on coal. And that's what SecureEnergyFuture.org is enabling you to do. So get involved and help make the case for coal being part of an all of the above energy solution. It's needed. We all have to roll up the sleeves and help this great industry that has done many things for the great state of North Dakota, not in the way of employees and families and everything else, but in providing cheap, affordable electricity. Reliable electricity. All right, the Talk Radio Town Hall continues. Congressman Kevin Cramer is here and full bank of phone calls, so we're going to get to it. We have a lot of ground to cover with. I know a vote that happened last night, great vote on the waters of the U.S. And a couple other things, but we always defer to the callers when they're waiting to weigh in. And Jim in Bismarck is next up. Go ahead, Jim, for Congressman Kevin Cramer.
Jim. Hey, Jim, Kevin. Did you see the documentary called Faultline?
I did not.
Okay. You know, I've been a staunch Republican all my life, and it was a very good documentary, and they kept trying to get a hold of Governor Dalrymple to answer some questions about all the deaths up in the oil field. And there's been 40 total so far, and obviously all the spills and everything that's come from the oil industry, which I'm for, but mm-hmm. they finally caught up to him at the Capitol building, and it was quite interesting when they approached him. They asked him the question, is there anything being done for these, you know, about the deaths in the oil field and their families? And mm-hmm. all he could say is, well, I got to get in line for reception. You'll have to ask someone else. And I was really disappointed in the governor that he didn't take the time to at least try and talk about the families and all their deaths. And I really think more could be done up there about what's going on and all the spills. They are, whether you want to believe it or not, are ruining a lot of the land and the waters and rivers. And the last thing, you know.
Ruining the waters and rivers. Ruining. That's a kind of a strong term. Give me your worst example.
Well, you don't think that oil does anything to any when it gets into the waters, and you think it goes away right away? Is we're just fooling ourselves? Things happen; it soaks into the ground. They don't get it all out. And 70% of his money came from the oil field to help reelect him. And you know, I look at our government thinking how much stuff goes on, but I know this isn't really a question for you, Kevin. You can't really explain what he does, but how much stuff is the oil people getting away with because of the money that's given to Republicans and Democrats?
All right, there's a good question. I mean, a legitimate question. I don't happen to think it accomplishes what Jim thinks it does, but Kevin, if you get a donation from an oil company, say, and of course, in the case of Governor Dalrymple, I don't believe he can, right? Because the you would have to come from an individual, not from corporate. But my point is, what he's alleging is that, you know, you get a donation and then you're going to do a favor for that person and look the other way. Does that happen?
Well, it doesn't happen with me, and I'm pretty certain it doesn't happen with Governor Dalrymple. What I do think is that contributions come from whether it's a business group or political action committee or individual CEO, labor, environmental group, whoever it might be, we contribute our contributions. It's an expression of our political philosophy. We contribute to people who we agree with or who are most likely to do what we think is the right thing to do. And so it's, you know, a lot of people will draw a line between a contribution and then presume there's some sort of a quid pro quo attached to it. And the reality is that's just there. It's sort of like a vote. You vote for the person that's, you know, going to act most like you want them to act. Same with contributions. That said, I think Jim's broader questions is a relevant question in terms of, are we doing enough? And what's the responsibility? And this is what I would say. What's the responsibility of the corporations themselves or the companies or the entities? And are we doing enough to hold them accountable? And I think in North Dakota, we've come a long way. I think, you know, obviously the oil industry came on fast and furious. It oil, I think one of the biggest challenges to oil as an industry for governments and for communities and for even, you know, just for all of us, is that it happens so fast. You can get a drill in the ground so quickly and get the oil out so quickly that the infrastructure that surrounds it, from everything from roads and pipelines and workforce and houses and environmental protections and all those things around it, probably lagged a little bit in the early going, but I think they've got a, you know, my sense and my observation is they've got a pretty good handle on it at this point. It's like everything, it's, you know, there's no way to prevent all the accidents, but you need to be in the best position to mitigate them should they happen, and make sure your first responders are well equipped and trained to respond should the, you know, the accident be worse than the mitigation can thwart, and all of that. And we learn from all of those experiences. And so I think the people that live closest to it are probably best, you know, best suited to answer that question. But I think on the political side, I wouldn't make the accusation that Barack Obama is bought and paid for by environmental groups. I think environmental groups support Barack Obama because he's like them, you know, I just think that contributions are an expression of political philosophy more than they are certainly the buying of access or favor.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Jim. And I didn't mean to jump in on the river thing, but again, when you make a blanket statement that say oil is ruining rivers, that for me is a time to take a pause. Now, is it a spill? Unfortunate? Does it require a cleanup? And do we want it back the way it was? Absolutely. But to suggest that somehow oil development means all the rivers are ruined is really over the top rhetoric. Jerry, on the road near Kildare, you're next for Congressman Kevin Cramer.
Hi, Congressman Cramer. Hi, can you hear me? Okay.
I can.
All right. Thank you for the good. First off, I'll say thank you for the good work you're doing in Washington. Appreciate
thank
that
you, Jerry.
So much. One of the big, I just want to enlighten a little bit on the beehive
yes.
thing that we were talking about a little earlier. 2 years ago in North Dakota legislation, that came before the legislators, and as a problem, somebody that put in a Reynolds have tried to see if we could get changed, and I'm a motorcyclist, and my brother, he is, and he can react. He's got to carry an EpiPen because he has had reactions to bees, and we were really hoping that the legislator would see through that and get something done to get them off the highway a ways. It wasn't legislation, and nothing happened. They just left it alone. Whether they just had a lot of lobbyists, I'm not sure, but it didn't change. But what we'd like to see is, of course, we want the bee industry to stay, just that they can back them off the road a mile, or get them away from the main thorough highways in North Dakota.
Jerry, thanks for that background. Congressman Cramer, we're up against a break here, so we'll need to have you comment on the other side of the break, and others waiting to weigh in as well. Jerry, thanks for the call, though. More coming up on the Talk Radio Town Hall after your short time out. Don't touch that dial.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
North Dakota and Minnesota's leading steel building contractor is Evercourt Building Systems. Jesse Everett, the owner, is on the phone with us. Jesse, I need a shop, an office, and a warehouse all in one. Can you take care of me?
Absolutely.
How long does the design process take?
3 weeks and you've got your blueprints.
How long is delivery going to take?
We guarantee delivery in 4 weeks.
And when am I moving in?
We're going to have that building built in 90 days.
Tell me about the quality. What goes into an Evercourt building?
All North American made steel. We tend to put big foundations under them that are engineered by local engineers that understand the conditions, and we tend to overdo it.
How do you price this so I get the best bang for my buck, Jesse?
We use 39 plants across the U.S. That's factory direct, which means you get the best price.
Jesse, you sold me. How do I reach you to talk about my next building project?
Just call me, 612-282-9922.
Or online at evercourtbuildingsystems.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed.
Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On your mind, 28 before the top of the hour. Congressman Kevin Cramer here, the Talk Radio Town Hall, here for one more segment today on the program, and a concern about the bee situation again. A couple of calls on that today. Anything you need to add to what you said previously?
We're checking with the USDA and the U.S. Department of Transportation, and there's not a lot that we know about it, except that the federal highways or DOT does not allow anything on highway right of way. So whether or not that, you know, I presume anything means, you know, beehives as well. So from a federal standpoint, if it's on the right of way, it's evidently not allowed. But if it's, you know, might be just off the right of way too. So we'll continue to look deeper into it. But I think this sounds, and based on just the last call, Jerry's point, I mean, this seems like something that shouldn't be difficult to fix. You know, shouldn't even require legislation. It's sort of commonsensical, it seems to me. And, you know, just working with the beehive owners and the farmers should be able to be fixed easily if it's a big problem.
I want to make sure we get in a comment from you about last night's vote on the Waters of the U.S. EPA proposed regulation.
Well, you know, this has been a big issue for North Dakota, especially farmers and ranchers. You know, this, what in my view is so clearly a constitutional breach and certainly a federal legal breach by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and the EPA on their definition of waters of the United States. Something that, by the way, they've been overturned twice on by the United States Supreme Court, who said you've got to define this clearer, define waters of the United States clearer. Well, the Clean Water Act in 1972 defined waters of the United States as navigable waters, and now they keep wanting to stretch that and make it, you know, now they're talking about every raindrop, puddle, you know, possible stream, ditch in a farmer's land as, you know, having riparian, you know, or floodplain or potentially adjacent to navigable waters, and try to define those as waters of the United States, giving them federal jurisdiction, where the Constitution clearly gives jurisdiction to the states. So this is a states' rights and a property rights issue. So since the EPA and the Corps of Engineers would not repeal that rule and start over, as the Small Business Administration's Office of Advocacy told them they ought to do, another federal agency, I might add, they've just been flippant about this and wanting to take every, you know, piece of property they can get in the United States and to regulate it. We passed a law last night that repeals it and forces them back to the table to into consultation with states and local governments, as well as with the stakeholder groups, especially farm groups, as I like to say, because, you know, the landowner is still king of his own land, as far as I'm concerned. And we got 261 votes for it, which is really big in our divided House. So obviously well beyond the Republican votes to overturn Waters of the United States and push him back to the drawing board. So that'll go on to the Senate now, where no doubt it'll be more difficult. They move pretty slowly over there, but we're sending a very strong message to this administration to back off. At the same time, there's a lawsuit that's been filed. The rule still proposed is about to become final, but when it becomes final, no doubt there'll be lots of litigation, and people have to spend a lot of money to fight their own government that ought to be doing the right thing anyway.
Today, you'll vote on another important piece of legislation that pro-life groups have been watching very closely and are quite excited about. Tell us about it.
Well, it's the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Act, which really largely ends abortion or prohibits abortion at the point where the child can feel pain. And of course, there's been all kinds of substantial body of medical evidence to indicate that at 20 weeks is a stage when children can feel pain. And this bill does provide some exceptions for rape, incest, save the mother's life if she's endangered by the pregnancy itself. This is really, really important. This is the stuff that's bigger than us. It's bigger than each of us. And it's just protecting the most vulnerable citizens in our society. And it's the least we ought to do as a civilized government. So we're going to vote on the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act probably this afternoon. I expect that it will pass. And again, we'll see what the Senate does with it.
All right, Tim and Bismarck, question for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Go ahead.
Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Tim.
Yeah, thanks for spending these Wednesdays with us. Appreciate that. I think it's very cool that you're doing
that.
I don't know of any other congressman that does that, but I appreciate that you do that. Take the time.
It's a pleasure for me. Thank you.
Question, we get very little news out of our largest trade partner and neighbor, Canada.
Yeah.
I would hope our media would start covering more Canadian news, but there was a recent change in provincial leadership in Alberta.
Yes.
And I just wanted your opinion on, policy, relations, whatnot, and how you see that, just getting your take on what's
going
on.
Yeah, Tim, that's a great question. I was, like, shocked. And I was, first thing I did was I said a prayer and gratitude that we don't have the type of government that can throw, that can throw somebody out on a, practically overnight. The predecessor to the current premier was just elected in November. And interestingly, and I think ironically, his main platform was a pro-environment platform. And I met with him, Premier Prentice, he and the ambassador from Canada, because I'm chairman of the Northern Borders Caucus in Congress. And so trade with Canada is a really big deal. You're right. It does not get a lot of attention. It's, they're by far, of course, our largest trade partner. And, in fact, for North Dakota, it's our largest trade partner. So, you're right. It's very, very important. Now, I don't know much about the new premier. I've seen one interview of her on television, and she I think she's going to be more difficult in some respects. But we're going to have to wait and see. Sure, her objection to development of some of their natural resources, especially oil, is concerning. But again, we'll see. One thing about it, when people seek these offices and run with an idealistic, very idealistic agenda, I think that's refreshing. There's passion to it, but you also find when you start governing that pragmatism in terms of moving toward your agenda has to prevail if you're going to be effective at all. So I'm willing to give the benefit of the doubt for some time, but just grateful that our system has at least enough continuity that we can wait 700 days before we fire the entire House of Representatives.
Tim,
sometimes we'd like to change that, but...
But then,
you,
then we would have chaos.
Yeah, no kidding. Appreciate
anyway,
the call. Thanks for
the sentiment.
Let's go to Morris, Minnesota, and Les has a question for Congressman Kramer. Did you want to borrow the Republican congressman from North Dakota for you Minnesotans? Or
that's what I'm calling for. I want you to feel sorry for me.
I feel sorry for you.
Minnesota has some really wonderful Republican congressmen. They have a couple of Democrats I'm pretty proud of as well. So
yeah. Well, the reason I'm calling here, Congressman, I appreciate you taking my call here.
Sure.
Is that I'm kind of confused and puzzled here.
Well, you should be in Congress. You're qualified.
But what I understand, the American people voted Republican Senator on a landslide last November.
Yes.
And I think the reason we voted you guys in there, the majority of them, is that we don't think you guys can work bipartisan. You can always work bipartisan. We don't want that. We want you to kind of stop everything Obama wants to do, Harry Reid, Nancy Pelosi, all of them, because you can't really work with them people, can you?
Well, they're difficult. I'll give you a good example, Les. First of all, you know, we now have, as of last night in the House of Representatives, 245 Republicans. After another couple of special elections, we'll probably be up to 247 before the end of the year, which is a pretty big majority. But what we're finding is that as our Republican majority grows, Democrats, more and more Democrats, are becoming more like us. That's sort of how, you know, cycles and the trends of you know, power work. And so, but I'm going to give you a good example. We're going to take up a bill here this week, the National Defense Authorization Act. Big bill. 300 amendments have been introduced on it the Rules Committee is going through. I think they're going to have votes on probably 130 of those amendments. But this bill came out of the committee with only one Democrat voting against it. Now, you got to just think about that. Every Democrat and all but one Republican, all but one Democrat voted for the bill, to advance the bill to the floor. Okay. And so it has overwhelming bipartisan support. Today, Nancy Pelosi is trying to get every Democrat to vote against it when it comes on the floor this week. So what's happening, what you're seeing, Les, is that you're seeing a bit of more of a civil war within their own party, because a lot of Democrats are seeing what you're seeing. They're saying, hey, the people like what those guys are talking about. The people like that agenda. They're you know, they see Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid and Barack Obama as the problem. And so the members are now caught between themselves and you know, their leadership and what the American people want, while we remain united toward the goal. And that's how democracy is supposed to work. Now, you've seen just the opposite. Yesterday, the United States Senate voted to advance the TPA.
Yes,
and,
I heard that.
Of course, all but one Democrat voted against advancing TPA, which is something that the president wants. So now they're having a civil war between the Democrats in the Senate and Barack Obama. And of course, Barack Obama just happens to be on the side of most Republicans when it comes to trade, and he's certainly on the side of all of the farm groups and agricultural groups in North Dakota and around the country. So what you're really seeing is, as long as we stay unified and they keep falling apart, you're going to see more and more our style of governing taking place.
Yeah. Well, you got to excuse me, because I'm from Minnesota. I don't quite understand a lot of this stuff.
Yeah, I think you understand it very well.
But I just had to call you because I've been listening to the radio for years and years and years. Okay, I appreciate you taking my call. Thank you.
Call again, Les. We're glad you're listening all those years. We only have a minute left, Congressman Kramer. I do want to ask you quickly about something we chatted with Bismarck Mayor Mike Seminary and some folks last hour from a firm visiting Bismarck to talk about public-private partnerships, specifically, you know, financing with public dollars. I'm sorry, with private dollars, some public infrastructure projects. Good idea.
Well, here's why I like the idea. First of all, it takes some of that burden off of the taxpayer, obviously, and it shifts some of the risk over to the private sector, which is more capable of risk analysis and assessment. Secondly, oftentimes the costs of these projects come down because you have that business person, private investor analysis taking place. And so, you know, we see that in some water projects, large port projects, things like that, where we've allowed in our legislation, our authorizing legislation, for more of this type of a partnership, because you have the advantage of that business concept taking place. So it saves taxpayer dollars, brings the cost of projects down, makes them happen much faster because you don't have the annual speed appropriations process. So I think all in all, it's a net win. I know there's some concerns and somewhat of proper concerns in some cases.
Look forward to learning and talking more about those in the future. We'll include that as a topic in a future program. Thanks a bunch, Congressman Kramer. And we're going to let you run to get that award from the National Association of Broadcasters. Thanks for joining us. More come on, folks.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
With planting season upon us, the North Dakota Soybean Council reminds farmers to exercise good farm safety practices.
Conduct routine maintenance and repairs on equipment before heading into the fields. Make sure lights and turn signals work properly and slow-moving vehicle emblems are visible. Turn off machinery before exiting or attempting to work on or around the equipment. Avoid baggy clothing that can become entangled in machinery. Use caution around flowing grain. Adults can become entrapped in seconds. Get adequate sleep and don't take shortcuts when working around grain and machinery. The North Dakota Soybean Council wishes everyone a safe and profitable planting season.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
Last year in the Nevada desert, one family took a stand for freedom. New Mana Food Storage was the first and only company to support the rights of the Bundys. While others stood down, New Mana took donations and provided storable foods to the men at Bunkerville. Founded by patriots who believe in liberty, New Mana Food Storage is GMO-free, great-tasting, and easy to prepare. Food is freedom. Buy New Mana today at PowerPrepper.com. New Mana, food storage you'll love to eat at PowerPrepper.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Top of the hour, I did promise to talk about my pillow, didn't I?
You did.
Sure.
How could you not?
Should I do that?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a great pillow.
It's the reason you're so well rested today.
Every day.
Yeah.
Exactly right. I'm like Linus. Takes his blanket everywhere.
Security pillow.
I have my security pillow. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott to get yours. In all seriousness, sleep is the most important thing to your health. And I found my pillow is the most important thing to my sleep. Whether I'm on the road or at home or wherever I'm at, bring it along. We have a special deal just for What's on Your Mind listeners. We love those special deals. 2-for-1 on the original classic pillow. Savings of 50% when you call 800-506-9028. Or go to mypillow.com, just use the promo code Scott and get that 2-for-1 deal. Okay, you're going to love it. And before the end of the segment here, I am going to also give you the telephone number for the Slim Roast Coffee. We had a bunch of calls yesterday. One fellow said, I was driving and I was trying to write that down and I couldn't.
I got four different texts about that.
That's right.
What's that number? What's that number? I'll get it. I'll get it. I didn't catch it.
Well, one of the reasons I think is people just think this is too good to be true. I mean, it's coffee and I can lose a couple pounds. It has an appetite suppressant in the coffee and the coffee tastes good. Okay. So what's not to love, right? So anyway, grab a pen and I promise I'll give you that number before we're done in the hour. I just don't want to make, our friend Dan, listen, wait any longer. Dan, on the road, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Congressman Kramer's gone, but we're here.
Well, I wanted to talk to Congressman Kramer about what happened in Ferguson and what happened in Baltimore. I believe in accountability. And George Soros, it's been proven that he was responsible for transportation and room and board for all those protesters that went to Ferguson and caused all the problems out there.
There ought to be a congressional hearing on it or something, don't you think?
Well, yeah. I mean, this man, if he did this again in Baltimore, at a minimum, he should be charged with inciting a riot because he's shipping the people there. And it's ridiculous. It's pathetic. It's disgusting. And he needs to be held accountable for it.
Don't disagree, Dan. And it is something that, at a minimum, congressional hearings could dig into this because we've heard enough about it. And did you see the analysis of the social media compared Ferguson and Baltimore and maybe New York City? I forget one, but I mean the same people, the same things. A lot of these riots were incited and orchestrated. By these groups, and one of them you're talking about has got a ton of funding from George Soros. So there's something that's definitely worthy of a congressional investigation. I'm with you completely. So
and you know what? Every one of these people that were there and doing the rioting, they have them on camera, they have face recognition software. They should all be charged. Every single one. And they're not even investigating in Baltimore. Those poor shopkeepers there, I feel for them because the people are getting away scot-free from crashing those places. And, again, everyone involved, whether they were the protesters or whether they were the people providing funding for the protesters to be transported, housed, and fed while they were there doing the rioting, they should all be held accountable.
Appreciate the call, Dan. I don't disagree with you at all. I understand the sentiment, and I appreciate the call very much. Thanks. James Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yes, good morning. I'd like to comment about our gas prices in Bismarck.
Yes, sir.
And, it's always evident that Fargo is 20, 30 cents cheaper than Bismarck. And I guess anybody who goes on Gas Buddy can see the discrepancy in prices. Can anybody explain why it's always this way and why nobody seems to be upset about it?
Well, it's been explained a few times on this program, on our Energy Matters program, and it basically comes down to this. Where the people you buy gas from get their gasoline matters. In other words, in Fargo, there's options. There's two pipelines that dead end there. That means if I sell gas, I have an option to buy from you or from you. That doesn't exist in Bismarck. So it's a classic example of supply and demand without question. Fargo is a very competitive market, and there are more options. Mills Fleet Farms are there. They're always low. They're always low.
So if we had three more pipelines coming into Bismarck, you'd have a price war going.
It's an argument for more pipelines. Is what it is.
Plus, we've got a refinery here in Mandan.
Yeah, that's one source. That's one source.
Right.
Sure.
It's, you know, that's the issue. But that's the reason, James. I don't think there's anything nefarious, illegal, smoke-filled rooms, anything else. I mean, it is what it is. But I understand the frustration.
I hope not. It's flammable. They burn up these smoky rooms.
By the way, Lynn Helms will join us tomorrow on the program. We'll be live at Braun Intertech, and we'll have details on the March production of oil in North Dakota up. Just a little teeny bit, but it's up. 1,190,000 barrels of oil at the average for March. More on that later today in the news. Do you want to lose weight and drink coffee?
Yes.
If you drink coffee and want to lose weight, here is the what I want you to know. There's an all-new, all-natural, slim roast weight loss coffee that'll help you lose weight and feel great drinking just two cups a day. It's a dark Italian slim roast weight loss coffee loaded with some of the best all-natural ingredients. And a lot of folks are buzzing about this all around the country. I'd love to give you a free sample. Free sample. I repeat, so you can try it. See if you like it. Call this number, 877-383-6054. 877-383-6054. Or you can go to the website, slimroast.com. See you tomorrow, folks. God bless you one and all. We appreciate you listening. Bye-bye.
Are you a geotechnical engineer or a construction materials testing technician with years of experience? Then Braun Intertech would like to talk with you. Braun Intertech has been serving North Dakota with an array of geotechnical engineering, environmental consulting, and construction materials testing services for over 30 years. They're a company of over 800 employee owners and growing fast in North Dakota. A scientific company in the work they do, whether in the field, in the lab, or anywhere helping clients. And you're needed now if you're a geotechnical engineer or a construction materials testing technician with experience. You can choose your place of work, Williston, Minot, Dickinson, Bismarck, Fargo, Watford City, and live anywhere in between. BraunIntertech.com, BraunIntertech.com. Click on careers to find out more about this great company and these incredible opportunities. Braun Intertech, the science you build on. And listen for our special stop on the Best Places to Work tour, broadcasting live from the Braun Intertech Bismarck location on May 14th to find out more about these great opportunities from Braun Intertech. Online at BraunIntertech.com.
It's been July.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.